Taylor.
Ashley.
And Rated R Unruly.
Let's go unruly.
Is there anything you're struggling with that not a lot of people might know about right now?
One thing that has been bothering me, and I think it's because I've been like a little bit stressed, mm-hmm. is I have like a touch of OCD.
Okay.
And not in like the like I'm like super clean, like cleaning shit kind of way.
Okay.
In like, I don't know. I think OCD can affect you in so many different ways. And for me, it's like I play these little games in my head. Like, it's like I'll get really, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like I'll hear a sentence, for example, mm-hmm. and I will start like counting how many letters are in the sentence in my head. It's not intentional. Like, I don't mean to do it.
Okay.
But it's like I'll get stuck on doing that. Like, I'll hear a sentence every, like, couple of minutes and, like, in my – it's not if I'm talking to somebody. It's more if I'm just watching something or listening to something. And I'll start counting it out in my head. And it'll, like, give me a little, like, irk if it's an odd number. And if it's an even number, I'm like, ah, okay. Like, it makes me feel good. It's so weird. I do shit like that all the time or, like, I don't know. It's just been bothering me because it's been really acting up lately.
So you feel like, do you feel like you're a little bit like out of control of something?
I don't even know. I just feel like maybe it's because I was sick for so long and I was in the house mm-hmm. and the weather's been so shit. I think it's just been making me feel like down.
Yeah.
Not like seasonal depression kind of down, but just kind of like stuck in the house and down.
Yeah.
And I feel stressed about like apartment hunting.
Yeah.
So I think the stress is playing on me and I think it's what's making it act up. But it literally gives me headaches. Because I do, because it goes on for so long.
Because your brain is moving so much.
Yeah. And I told this to Drama King the other day, and he was like, wow, like, sounds like you're like some kind of genius or something.
Yeah.
And I was like,
no. So cute.
I'm like, it's not like I'm like doing calculations in my head, like the meme of like all the equations going around. It's not like that. It's more just something that like bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I never really hear people talk about it.
Yeah.
Unless I'm like looking for someone that's talking about it.
Right.
But like, just normally, I don't really hear anyone speak about it. I know that there's, like, the OCD with, like, germophobia and stuff like that, but from and which I have a little bit of.
Dude.
I'll get weird about shit sometimes.
Interesting.
Like, if something touches something else, I have to, like, wipe it off.
Okay.
Like, earlier today, I was filling up my water bottle.
Yeah.
And I put the thing with the straw, like, the top of it.
Yeah.
Down on my desk. Mm-hmm. And my desk is clean. I literally cleaned yesterday.
Yeah.
But I still had to, like, wipe it. Because I'm like, what if there was a hair or a piece of dust? It's a little extreme.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes I'm doing it and it doesn't really make sense.
Okay.
I don't have a good example of the weird ones that I, of like the weird times that I'm like something
you're
is
like
unclean.
You're overthinking.
Yeah. And it's random and it doesn't really make any sense. I'm like counting out numbers sometimes.
You're like unnecessarily making things more difficult.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Or I'm like playing on shit in my head.
It almost sounds, it sounds like a stress, like it's like a, some kind of stress like issue.
Yeah. It only happens when I'm stressed out or nervous. Mm, like when I was
that makes sense.
When I was going to jury duty the other day and I was really sick and I was really nervous. Listening to music and I'd hear like a line in a song and I'd start like counting it out in my head and I was like, everything's odd. It's like it just plays on me.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you have anything that like has kind of like you've been struggling with a little bit?
Well, I feel like as a whole, I feel like I wouldn't say necessarily now anymore, but I think, which is so common, and I didn't realize how common this was, I think I forced myself to believe I didn't have any postpartum.
Yeah.
And I definitely did.
Really?
Because I look back on things I was doing and just my whole situation as a whole, and I 100% feel like a completely different person compared to what I did like a month ago.
Like in what ways?
So, like, it was weird because, like, Lumberjack had said some things to me, which I was, like, just, like, made me upset that he said it. But then at the same time, I was, like, it kind of stuck with me to where I was thinking about it. And most people, it wouldn't work in the way that it did with me because I'm a very, like, if you say something to me, I'm, like, I have to change it. I'll, like, fix it right away.
Yeah.
I'm not the kind of person that would be, like, would, like, sit in a sorrow. I'm, like, oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
So he made a comment that he's like, you always seem angry. Like, you're mad at the world. You're always screaming. You're, like, always flipping out. There isn't, like, one day that I'm coming home because he works overnights that you're not, like, screaming and yelling and flipping out in the house. And he's like, it's just a lot more than what it normally is. He's like, you just don't seem happy.
Yeah.
And when he said that, I was like, And then I, like, the first thing I did was, I'm like, how can I be happy when, you know what I mean? I'm like, I got a 5-year-old old and I have a 5-year-old that going to talk to me. And I'm like, you know, I'm flipping out. But then I thought about it and I was like, okay, well, I guess if I really had to sit with it for a minute. And I was like, because at first I was like, just like, how could he possibly think I could ever be happy? Like, this is crazy. Who would be smiling right now? Like, in my, my brain. You know what I mean? But then I thought about it. Like, I really thought about it. But it took me, like, a good week to, like, not be mad that he even brought it up. Like, I was just more, like, anger, which obviously I'm pretty angry according to him. But then, like, I really thought about it. And I was like, okay, but would I want to come home every day to him being angry?
Yeah.
Like, that would probably make me off, too. Because I remember when I was with, you know, Mr. Philadelphia, he used to be off like that.
Yeah.
Where I never knew
what kind of mood he was going to be in.
Yeah. Like, not me. Mood he was in. I never knew how, what it was going to feel like. So it would give me anxiety because I was always like, well, I don't know how, what was going to happen. Am I going to the lion's den or is he giving me flowers? Like, I never knew what was going to happen. But then, like, I thought about it and I'm like, I don't want that for him because that's the worst feeling is to feel that, like, you, that much like you don't know what's about to happen. So then I thought about it and I'm like, but why am I? But yeah, it is tough. Like, the sleep deprivation's been tough with Noah.
Yeah, in all fairness, that does wear on you.
There's been a lot of craziness, and there's a reason why I changed my lifestyle to make it better. So I think that's helped too.
Yeah.
Is that I don't feel so congested anymore, you know? But, like, at the same time, I really thought about it. And I'm like, I don't want that for him because that is the worst feeling, and he is a water sign and they're very sensitive. So I'm not trying to, like, kill him. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, what can I do? But it was weird. As soon as I, like, internalized that, and, like, I didn't talk about that with anybody. It was just, like, an internalized thing with me that, like, now I'm like, okay, how am I going to fix this?
Yeah.
But I feel like I've slowly been just being like, okay, I need to, like, okay, I'm feeling myself getting angry. I need to walk away from the situation.
Yeah.
I need to do this. But I've become more happy at home.
Yeah.
Ever since I even made the big change that I made in my life.
But you do seem happier.
Yeah. Because I was, like, really just tense and just stressed all the time. So, and I feel like just a big weight was lifted after I made, like, changes that I needed to make. So I do feel like, but I do feel like a big part of it was a little postpartum.
Which makes sense, yeah.
And I don't think that, like, they always talk about that, like, oh, people don't talk about postpartum. You know? And I never really knew what the fuck that was, but it's in so many different ways. It comes in weird forms. Like, some people just cry. Some people, there's lots of crazy things that happen with people. But, like, mine was just so anger-based. And it wasn't towards the kids. It was just, well, I mean, I was screaming at Maria, but, like, it was just anger. Like, I was just angry.
Yeah.
All the time.
Which makes a lot of sense because you're the kind of person and you just go.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't, like, postpartum a lot of times is pictured as, like, you're sad, you're depressed, you can't, like, take care of the baby, you can't do stuff like that, which it happens a lot.
Yeah.
But I think it was, like, you just had to go. You just got shit done. You got into a new kind of rhythm.
Right.
And, like, tried to figure it out with, like, a new addition to the family. And, like, I just think you didn't have a moment to, like, to be that person, to, like, let it affect you in that way, to get, like, sad and down or anything like that.
Right.
It's just not in your personality.
Right.
It's more like you, like, carried everything with you.
Yes.
And then that maybe him saying that to you was a moment to pause and be like, oh, maybe it built on me a little bit.
Right. Like, maybe so, I didn't even realize it. Because I feel like I can even picture where he said it. Like, it was one of those, like, moments where, like, I didn't really think about it until he said that to me. And I was like, what? I'm like, what the fuck? Well, who would be happy right now?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And then I thought about it and I was like, okay, well, maybe I am taking this differently than some certain people would take it. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I should be doing things differently. And then it just started to, but it was tough. Like, I look back on it now and I'm like, that was tougher than I thought.
Yeah.
Like, now that I look back on the emotional toll that, like, that took on every single human in that family.
Yeah.
Like, in my family. Like, now it's evening out. I mean, it's still wild, but it's just now it's evening out. But if I really look back on since October, it was wild.
Yeah. And now you're, what, like eight months, postpartum. So I think now you're kind of, like, in the clear a little bit.
Yeah.
And also you've just made changes that give you a little more.
Give me.
Breathing room.
Give me, like, breathing room.
Give you a little more time.
Yeah. And give me, I never thought that I would be the kind of person that, like, would enjoy being home. I 100% do.
Yeah.
I like being home. I actually feel so much more calm than I've ever felt. Yeah. Now I feel calm. The thing I don't like is that it's gray out. But other than that, I like being home. I really do. I don't feel that extra loud. Mm-hmm. That just didn't need to be there.
Oh, I thought a lot of it was just the job, which in all fairness, that was a frustrating fucking job.
Yeah.
And a lot of shit was going on there.
Yeah. And the demons.
And the tunnels. And the tunnels. There was some bad fucking juju, bad energy in that place.
Okay.
Why does juju feel like it's a bad thing to say?
I know.
Doesn't it feel like a little like...
But is it?
I don't know. I need to do a Google on that.
I know.
So if you're hearing this right now, it means I didn't. Yeah. I left it in because it's not a bad thing.
See?
It just feels wrong.
It does.
It feels like it's got a dark history or something. Welcome back to Unrita Unruly. Episode 72. Thanks. So yeah, girl, we're up there.
Damn.
And very soon, I'm excited about like what we're going to be able to do in a... I don't know how many more episodes, but I'm excited.
We've got a lot going on. I'm really, really happy for us.
Yeah. I feel like the closer we get to that 100 mark, the closer we're going to get to what we want everything to look like.
Absolutely.
But, well, we're still in the same place as we were the last episode. Yep. But Ashley, how have you been?
Just great. Just wonderful.
It's been a fucking week.
Yeah.
My voice is still not totally back, but.
It's better, though.
I'd kind of be okay if it stayed like this.
Yeah, I always love a little rasp.
I like a little rasp. This is not natural for me.
I like a little rasp.
Yeah. My voice is annoying me less than it normally does.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So I feel like I'll actually be able to edit back and not
you'll
do two times speed.
Completely fine.
Which, by the way, that freaked me out. I'm listening to one of Ashley's voice notes yesterday. I'm playing it like to my ear. And I was like, how is she talking this fast?
Did I sound like a chipmunk?
It was like the same tone of voice and everything, but it was like Trisha Paytas.
Oh my
fast.
Gosh.
But it just sounded like you were like speaking so quickly. And I was like, I've never heard Ashley talk like this before.
I just took some speed before I sent you a voice.
I was like, she's got some shit to get off.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And I finally look at my phone and I didn't know that the new update gave you like a thing. If you like slide over the play button, you can like put shit in 2x speed.
I didn't know that either.
It was like 1.5 speed. So I was like, hello?
Hello.
Is everything okay? I miss you going to the gym because you were always having interesting gym experiences. And I get so anxious every single day about walking in and having to say hi to the guy at the front desk. I don't know why. It's a minor interaction.
Oh, I actually always hated, I always hate walking straight in and just doing my little zapper thing. I always hate it too. It's just weird. It's like, oh, I have to connect with you for a second.
Yeah. And it's always the same guy. It's always this guy works Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends,
like
I get chatty Kathy.
Yeah.
She wants to talk. I don't want to talk.
I know. I just want to go in and do my thing. I don't want to sit here and talk to you.
This is where it ends. Hey, how are you? Good. How are you? Good. But then she'll take it a step further and she goes, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, leave me alone.
I am like, God.
I am so anxious right now.
Oh,
I'm sweating from walking down the stairs right now. From walking downstairs.
No.
Leave me alone. I have to go do RDLs. I want to talk. And I tried doing the thing where I put headphones in when I walk in.
Yeah.
Only with her. With the other guy, it's literally just a hi-bye. But it still makes me, I'm like,
ugh, the same way. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
I walk the opposite way to leave, like around the desk, because I just don't want to say goodbye. I don't know. I'm so weird. And then with her, though, I put the headphones in and I walk in. Because I'm like, you're not going to try to start a conversation with someone that got headphones on, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she did. So then I actually could not hear her. So I had to take them out and be like, what was that?
Yeah.
And now we're in a conversation.
Oh, my God.
And she's very nice. It's a me thing.
I don't like that either, though. The same way.
I don't like it.
No.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here in the first place. I'm in leggings that are definitely giving me camel toe. And I don't want you looking dead on at me like that for so long. Because you're going to notice.
That
I've got camel toe in my fucking leggings.
God, shut up.
And I'm like, everybody's got to look at me from the side while I'm there or behind, not from the front. But she's looking at me dead on, making fucking boring ass conversation with me.
Oh, that's the worst, too.
She's very nice, though.
Yeah.
So I'm like, leave me alone.
Yeah. I don't know why they always have the talkers in the front.
Always.
I
get it. You're bored. But the other guy, he watches TikToks while he's working.
Which is what you should be doing.
You got to do that because I don't got it in me to make the small talk.
No.
All right. We really wanted to talk about this because I think it came up a couple of episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just at the end of an episode, it like accidentally became a topic. But we were talking about how like sometimes you think someone's like the one that got away. But in hindsight, a lot of the times that person is just somebody who you didn't really get the chance to, like, know on that level.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like sometimes you have to grieve what could have been and just, like, kind of, like, the let the idea of it go.
Yes.
I've definitely had a few of those situations. Oh,
so have I.
Like.
Quite a few.
What makes you, like, hold on to a person? Like,
I feel like it is that. It's, like, the fantasy of just, like, putting something in your head of, like, well, it could have been like this. And then, like, almost forcing a, like, picture in your brain that wasn't there.
Yeah.
Because you didn't get to act it out.
Yeah.
So you almost just force something. And I've had that with quite a few people before. But recently, I was listening to the Shetty? Is that how you say his last name?
I think so. I think it's Jay Shetty.
And he had said something that just really, really resonated with me, which was similar to this topic, which was that whatever's meant to be, it's going to happen now. So, like, I hate when people, which goes along with this, are like, you know how we say it to our own friends?
Yeah.
It's fine. The timing just wasn't right. You know, it's going to come back. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, they'll come back. No. He says it, like, right on there. He's like, there's no such thing as the wrong time. The time is now. So if it didn't work out, then that's it. Then that just wasn't the time. So for you to, like, put something in your brain to say, oh, like, he'll come back in a couple months.
Try to put it on the shelf.
In a year or two, he'll come back around.
Yeah.
No, because then all you're doing is you're, like, literally never actually letting them go.
Yeah.
You're just, like, holding on to this little elf in the corner, and you're just like, he's going to come. At some point, he's going to come.
Little elf on the shelf.
Yeah, little elf on the shelf.
You put your little elf on the shelf, and so, you're like, he'll come back to me.
Like, you have your little elves lined up, and they all have a name on them. And you're like, okay, at some point, this Donnie will come back at one point.
Marvin, even.
Marvin. And, you know, you have them just waiting in the kiosk. Because at some point, you have facilitated something in your brain to mm-hmm. tell you that it wasn't the right time.
Yeah.
And that goes right back with you just putting something in your brain that, like, you know, it what if?
Yeah. And then you're kind of like, you feel a possessiveness a little bit still, too, because it's like, that's still, like, my personal. It's just, like, not right now.
Just not now.
So it's going to be kind of a shock to the system when that person moves on.
Exactly.
And then it wasn't the same thing for them. And that's almost like going through that same pain twice.
Right. Where it's like, why are you going to put yourself through that? Mm-hmm. Why are you going to continue to put yourself through this kind of pain? Where it's like, just let it go. If it was something small lived, you know, certain people you meet people in, like he was saying this too, like you meet people in passing. And sometimes you just have a fun time with them for a short time.
Yeah.
And that's all it was.
Yeah.
That's all it was. But take people for whatever it is at the time. So they're all a bunch of lessons. They're all a bunch of things that have happened in your life. But that's it. Don't take them yeah. and be like, it's going to happen again. Okay, Don, get up on that shelf.
Like, 6 months.
Six months, Marv. Right. Come back on in.
Yeah.
But, like, that's crazy. You can't think like that. Like, that's because then all you're doing is, like, putting all these false hopes in your brain. And also, you're making up this false narrative.
Yeah, you're romanticizing the potential of what
Correct.
Could be. When in reality, you don't know, or you've been there and it wasn't good the first time.
No.
Which I see a lot
yes.
is people being like, oh, he needs work.
Right.
They need work. So he'll come, well, leave him alone. Let him work on himself.
And then he's
going to come back.
No.
It's like... You don't know that.
No.
We're just like putting this idea in your head of like what they could be like if they worked on themselves.
Right.
But some people will go their entire fucking life without doing a deep dive.
The same person.
There are men that will see 85 without discovering empathy.
Correct.
Like it just happens. Don't always work on themselves just because you're like, maybe you just need a little bit of time.
Right. And do you know how many people like I know personally who like, were with someone for a significant amount of time and then they split and then they end up getting married to someone they were with for 6 months.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh my God, why did this happen? And it's like, because you just weren't the one.
Yeah. And that's
it. And it really sucks and it's sad and it's a terrible feeling, but that's what it was. So don't try and make it anything else than what it was. It's just that this was the person for this person. You just weren't it.
Or a lot of times they'll be like, he wouldn't change for me, but he changed for them. You don't know that he changed.
You actually know nothing about him.
They might have found somebody who's willing to put up with that shit.
Exactly. You have no idea. You have no idea.
It's like just because they take nice pictures together and you see them looking seemingly happy.
Correct.
They moved on. They got engaged or they got married to someone else. And you're like, why couldn't they do that for me? That does not mean shit because you don't know.
It doesn't. And also, stop looking.
Don't.
Don't. In the beginning, I understand, but stop looking after that.
There's got to be a grace period where it's like, all right, well, I am, you know, hurt. I'm a little nosy. I want to see.
Right.
Everybody goes through it, but it's got to have a time limit.
Yes.
It's got to stop at some point.
At some point, you have to stop. Your exes are your exes for a reason. They're not coming back.
Because we're people. What we do is we're going to put these scenarios and ideas in our heads, and we're going to try to imagine what it's like for them with that person. How is it different than what it was like with me? And then it's like, you'll never know. So it's pointless to even go there, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny because you said, well, a couple weeks ago or whatever that was, you had said the whole, like, you know, you can say to yourself, like, oh, well, it could have been like this, or you can, like, you can romanticize, fake something.
Yeah.
And that was what had, you know, triggered this whole thing, because I probably have one specific person I could say that I've done that with. But that, you saying that, I think that that just, I know that sounds crazy, but I think that just dropped my whole feeling on that person in general.
I've had to do that with myself so many
times.
Where
I was like, my God, you were completely right.
Yeah.
Like, and then I really thought about who that person really was.
Yeah.
I like, did some like real soul searching for a second. I'm like, you're right. That never would have worked because of this. And I started just listing things in my brain. And I'm like, and then I thought about what he said about the whole, like, you know, it was the time. It was just the time for what it was. It was a good time for right then. That's all that was.
It fit perfectly, for what the time was,
exactly,
and what you needed, what you wanted.
And that was all it was.
Yeah.
It was just a time saver.
There are so many times I would meet somebody really charming or really funny or whatever. And I'd like kind of get hooked on them a bit. I'd be like, we had a connection. But then I would think about it later on and I'd be like, the things about them that made them charming to me are things that any long-term relationship would have pissed me off. Like, 100%. It was charming because I didn't have to deal with it on such a level.
Right.
In reality, it would have been completely incompatible. But sometimes that opposite attract thing kind of gets you, or you're like, it's different.
Yeah.
It's something I've never experienced before. Like, they're like this, they're like that.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that would not have worked for me.
No, not at all. And what's crazy, too, is like even some of my like good friends that are guys, I think people have always thought that we were going to be something. And the more that I think about it, I'm like, hell motherfucking no. That would never have happened either.
No.
Because they're charming.
Mm-hmm.
They're like me, because I think I'm pretty charming. If I had to put me and Lumberjack in a room and I'd say who's charming, it would be me.
Yeah.
And because there's always one.
Yeah.
There's always one. And there's always like the quiet one. And then there's the, you know.
And you've got that personality.
Yeah.
I think you're a very magnetic person. So I think it's just, it just wouldn't work.
Imagine
on a
two
platonic.
Charming, two charming people in a room. It would be like a madness.
It would be fun, but it would also be like,
it would be tiring.
It would be tiring. It would be a lot.
I feel like it would be like a fight of who is going to get the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's too much. It's one thing if you both have a good personality, but it's another thing if you both have the same.
Yeah.
Then that's rough. That's really, really rough. And then like, even if you want to go back into, like, I was seeing somebody and then we had gone back to each other 3 times. And I think about it now and I'm like, if I really think about it, he got worse every time.
Was this towels?
No.
Okay.
No. This is, did we ever have a name for this one? My cat just was named.
Huh?
My cat was just named something similar.
Got it. Yeah. Got it.
But what I did find was interesting about him specifically was I was getting better in time. Like, I was growing up and I wasn't accepting things, but he was getting worse. And I wasn't even like, I even thought this last time, I was like, oh, it definitely changed this time. And I was like, wow, he definitely did it.
Which he was trying to sell a dream.
He was trying to sell a dream.
And it'll always work in the beginning. And then it's like, at some point the veil drops and then it's like, you'll really see what you're going to be working with.
Right.
A lot of people won't make that decision, though, to leave.
Right. And what was so crazy was I feel like that was like my little devil, like that little thing right before. It was almost like the thing that was dangling to see if I would drop that to give me something better. Because literally, Lumberjack came literally right after.
And
it
that
was
wasn't
insane.
That wasn't an easy choice either, because on a lot of levels,
I struggled.
It made
back.
Sense.
Yeah, we made
with,
sense.
With you guys made sense. The family aspect made sense, but it was like you would have been signing up for so much more work than you deserve to do.
So much work. It would have been very to I don't think I've spoken too much about my first husband, but he was a lot of work and it would have been very similar to that.
Yeah.
And that's tiring. Which would have been
triggering in a lot of ways too.
And I had a child at the time, just one at the time. And that's, who wants that? That, not me.
Yeah.
So I really chose the life for me and her.
Yeah.
That was just the right thing to do, but that was hard. That was hard. But then again, if you think about that, like that also comes with that is just like, how many times are you going to waste your time?
Yeah. Over potential.
Over potential.
Over what could like maybe be.
Right.
Which it's so hard to drop the fantasy. I love the fantasy.
We all love the fantasy.
I love it so much. I'm like, I love this like fairy tale kind of bullshit. Like I've always been a sucker for that kind of thing. Like mm-hmm. I like a strong connection. I'm such a
same.
Romance person. I'm such a like, you know, I get hooked on people. But
same.
And it's so sad when you have to like just let that idea die.
I know.
That it's just not going to be the way that you thought it would be.
No, not at all.
Like, I always thought myself a grounded person, but no, even I get fucking lost in the clouds. And I'm like.
We all do.
And even in my relationship now, early on, before we had a split, it was a lot of just potential. What if he went to therapy? What if he fixed this about himself?
It's hard.
And I would never advise someone to do what I did and give it a second try.
Mm-hmm.
I say it all the time that it only. It was like flipping a fucking coin.
Right.
Maybe even less odds than that it would have worked out.
I do think your situation was different because you guys didn't stop speaking altogether.
Yeah, which was not my choice.
Right. But I still think that that helped your situation because you almost continued a friendship.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, which is kind of what the basis was.
And I think that if you did it differently, it might have been different.
Yeah. I kind of was watching what he was doing still. And I got to see that he was actually taking action to like work on himself.
Right.
But it was still, it could have been a facade.
Right.
I could have gotten back with him and he could have stopped seeing the lady.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. I would never advise someone else to do that.
Yeah.
That's not advice that I would ever give anybody. I was being a little reckless mm-hmm. in taking that chance. And the fact that it worked out.
It's wonderful.
It's great. But it was also the odds of that happening were very slim.
Yeah.
So it was a little stupid on my part. But
well, no, because it worked out.
Yeah,
it was fine.
It was just like taking that risk.
Yeah, well,
I could have been setting myself up for more romanticizing potential and more waiting.
You could have. I feel like if he, people can only cover something up for so long.
And that's where like it probably would have, showed itself
very quickly
if we were still gonna have like the same.
Yeah.
It was just an emotional intelligence issue. We just mm-hmm. had a difference of emotional intelligence. And I was, the fact that there was a difference was not his fault.
No.
It always comes back to childhood and how you were raised.
Yet
trauma to deal with. And I was like, I don't know if I want to be along for the ride. I just don't know if I can handle it. I handled it for so long mm-hmm. that I was like, I just don't want to. I don't know if I want to hold anybody's hand through this anymore.
No.
I've got my own shit.
Right.
But I did for a period of time. And then I was like, I gotta see that you can take the reins on this and
Absolutely.
Start working on it, or else I'm not gonna be able to invest any more time in it.
No.
It's just gonna become too much.
Absolutely.
So, but it was a lot of romanticizing that potential.
Yep.
I love that potential.
Me too.
Love a little bit of potential. I love a little what could be.
I know.
What if he just did this?
I know.
What if all men just like fucking went to therapy?
Right.
just figured themselves out so that someone else doesn't have to do it.
Exactly. Just women need therapy too.
All of us could benefit from a little
deep diving a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point. But you need it.
It is a lot of like, I think that what I see the most is people meeting someone that they like for a lot of reasons, but then they just don't have the emotional intelligence or don't line up with them. They need work.
Yep.
And then they do the elf on a shelf.
Yep.
Come back to you when you do the work. But then at that point, other people are going to find them too because they're a more complete person.
Absolutely.
You know? So I don't know. I just think kill the dream.
I think so too. Kill the dream, move on to the next because something's going to come quicker when you kill that dream.
Yes. Something always comes a little faster than you think it's going to.
Absolutely. If I didn't prove that to myself, it was that because I always feel like they're going to dangle something bad in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, if you continue to accept the bad,
yeah.
They're not going to give you good.
It's also like you could see the good right in front of you. They could be right next to each other and you would only see the bad because that's what you like right now.
Correct.
That's what you're hooked on. So it's like you can't really see anything else. You got horse blinders on.
Right.
So kill it.
Kill it.
I say kill the fucking dream.
Same.
People will disappoint you.
And that's okay.
And that's fine. Who gives
a fuck?
That's
just part of life, unfortunately.
There's like too many of us for us to really care that much. This is what it is.
Yeah.
Do what I say, not what I do.
Right.
Basically.
Exactly.
Okay. I think we got to get out of here. So if you guys enjoyed this episode,
yes,
you can leave us a little review if you want to.
Yes.
If you have any dilemmas you guys are dealing with right now, you've got a question that you want like some advice on.
Yes.
Please email us at Unrita Unruly. Nope. At Unrita Unruly on Instagram or unritaunruly@gmail.com if you prefer to send us an email.
Yes.
You'll always be anonymous, but we'd like to do an episode full of unanswered soon.
Yes, that would be fun.
So let us know whatever you're dealing with. We got you. Unbiased advice.
Yes.
Come follow us on everything and be our friends on Instagram.
Yes.
I'm at Tate Fowler.
It's at that.